Hi, I'm Jeff Fisher with the Visual Studio team. Today I'm going to give you a quick look at Monaco, a tool for editing your Windows Azure website. In order to get started using Monaco, first you have to enable it for your website. This can be done by going to the configuration of your Azure website and saying on. Once you've turned Monaco on, you can go back to your dashboard and you can see you now have an edit link to open in Monaco. Once you've created your website, you'll be able to see the live FTP route of your site in the browser. Now, there's not a whole lot here because we just have the default page that Azure creates for us. However, we can easily create a new custom page and send it live immediately. Now, I could go ahead and type out an entire web page for you, but that would take a little bit too much time. So instead, I'm going to show you another feature of Monaco, which is our source control integration. Now, I can clone from an existing project, in this case, one that I've already uploaded to Visual Studio Online. And all the files will appear for me. Now, this is a Node Express application. Your website can be any of the types that Azure supports, but in this case, I want to show off a little bit of JavaScript. But in order to launch a Express app, we have to go ahead and install some dependencies first. Now that my dependencies have finished being installed, I can launch the site by clicking the Run button or hitting Control F5. As you can see, Monaco is smart enough to create a web config for us so that this can be launched on Azure. If we go ahead and refresh the website, we can now see my simple Express demo, which was created by my dog. But she's not very smart, so it's a pretty simple demo. Socket.io chat room. But let's go back into Monaco, and now let's talk a little bit about this UI that I've been taking you through called the Workbench. As you can see, you don't have to view just one file at a time. In this case, we have both the file that we're editing on the left and some output from the server on the right, so we can see all the debugging information that's available from Node. If we wanted to, though, we could have two code files side by side. This is particularly interesting if we're trying to do something like edit the CSS of a file next to its HTML. Now let's go ahead and do some actual code editing. In this case, I've already opened Server.js, but if I wasn't sure where it was in my project, I could bring up Quick Open by either clicking in the activity bar or pressing Control E. Then all I have to do is type the name of the file I'm looking for. Quick Open is pretty powerful, so I encourage you to take a look at it on your own. It can do other things, such as tell you all of the commands available in Monaco and what their keystrokes are, or even do simple things like go to a particular line or show you all of the symbols that are available in the current file you have open. But for now, we've already opened the Server.js file, so let's take a look. This is a pretty typical main file for an Express application. And one of the things we've done at the top here is we've annotated it with reference files from TypeScript. TypeScript, if you're not familiar with it, is a language that lets you express type information with JavaScript. It's a superset of JavaScript, and in this case, we're using it to augment some experiences in the browser. So now, when we're using constructs that are available inside of the Node environment, we're able to get IntelliSense on each of these things with rich completion information. Also, we're able to get IntelliSense on custom types that I've defined. So in this case, I'm requiring a local file, chat.js, and I'm able to see it has one method called start that takes an object called server. So out of the box, you're already getting a pretty good IntelliSense experience, but there also are some other nice language services. For example, when I click on this token, you can see all of the instances are highlighted. I can also do find all references to see them in a peak UI, go to definition, and most importantly, rename. But we're not limited to only working on files that work in Node.js. We can also edit files that would get loaded into the client. So if you're familiar with linting tools like JSHint, we support the same syntax for declaring globals. So when you have warnings like, oh, I can't find this undefined symbol, you can define at the top using standard JSHint syntax. Also, similar to our manual references that we showed in the Node application, you can create a .references folder, and now any JS files in this folder or in a child of this folder will inherit these DTS as a global reference. This lets us do cool things like define jQuery and now get really good IntelliSense on the jQuery object. We're not limited to JS editing, though. We can also do some nice things for you inside of CSS files as well. So in this case, there's a couple things going on here. We can see the color that this color is in a little preview box. And we also have really nice IntelliSense for some other colors. So if we want to change this to Azure, for example. We're also able to do very similar checks for correctness, such as in JSHint with CSS. In this case, this is warning us that the rule is empty. And you notice when I hover over it, it also tells me what sort of element would match this rule. Besides this, we have the typical features you'd expect in a lightweight environment. We can search across all files and go directly to instances. And once we're in a file, we can do an inline find replace, just like you're used to with Control F. Now, you've been noticing that on the side, this icon has been updating with a little badge as I edit files. This is because our source control has detected the changes I've been making. This lets me do things like pick particular files that I want to stage changes to and then quickly commit. Or I can just commit all my active changes by typing a message and hitting commit from here. Or even undo them if I decide I don't want them. You'll notice after I've committed some changes, it shows up here in the nav bar because I have uncommitted changes I can push back to master. And I have a full Git experience in the console where I can do git push, pull, and other commands as well. As you're editing, if you run into any problems or want to give us some feedback or suggestions, click in the top right corner to send us some feedback. Thanks for watching. This was a quick overview of Monaco. Please give it a try and send us some feedback.